You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
A guy was getting scammed because, I guess it wasn't the guy, but people were getting scammed because they were buying PS5s on Craigslist or Marketplace, something like that. They paid whoever had the PS5. They gave him an address. The address was a guy that was like, I don't have a PS5.
Yeah.
You're just sending people to my house telling them I have a video game system.
Yeah.
And it happened like 5 or 6 times.
Poor guy.
Scammers are not stupid. And so they make it that people want to.
I think people
That's
in general are pretty stupid.
No, you put people who fall for those, like that every single one of them are naive and not intelligent. And that's just not the case. Like
Katie's
sometimes
just
people,
these people
just fall.
Because she's,
sometimes people just fall for stuff. Okay.
She's
what was the one that you fell for?
Hey, we taught her.
Don't worry about it.
I'm very impressed with how quickly you've learned, though.
Thank you.
Because
she's
even said there's been a couple more scammers because they're like, this girl's pretty easy to get over. Pull one over. Because
it's happened to Sweet Cake. It's because she was clicking like crazy on her phone without paying any attention.
No, actually, the last time I was scammed, I was buying you a gift, Jeremy, and it never came. The gloves that had the LED flashlights built in so you could work on your car without a flashlight at night. That's what I bought.
That's also a gift of, would Jeremy actually use these?
Saying it out loud, I know how silly that sounds. Now,
oh
but
my God, Jeremy
needs
these.
In the moment,
because I'm always out on the driveway wrenching on my truck at midnight.
In the dark,
he's not tinkering before he goes to work. He's not at 3:30 in the morning going, "Got to work on the truck."
Not with the daylight.
Let me get out there.
Always at night.
Knickknacks like no power tools.
Please, the neighbors are getting mad. They're calling the HOA. Yeah. So anyway. I guess just pay for that stuff after you see it, you hold it, you inspect it.
So funny.
It is kind of buying stuff online 101. You know, it's just basic stuff.
Anyway. Since eBay came out, be careful.
Thank you, John.
COD isn't a thing anymore.
No. Thank you, John, for the message. We appreciate you, buddy. It is time for PMI, isn't it?
We
sift through all the stories every morning. We find a positive, a minus, and something interesting. And I had the P, didn't I?
You sure did. Who's got the P?
Oh, wait a minute.
You got it.
I got it. I got to find it. Okay, I found it.
There it is.
I was like, I got a stack of papers here. Okay, so this story's been making the rounds. It's kind of cute. Police officers near Oklahoma City released 911 audio after a little kid. This story says accidentally called 911. I'm calling BS on the accidentally, but this kid called 911 because he wanted donuts. He was calling for emergency donuts. His name is Bennett. He's fine. I guess, okay, so he was playing with an old phone that could still make emergency phone calls. If you're not familiar with that, even if you, when you have a phone that's not in service, you can still dial 911 on it.
Yep.
And he really likes donuts. He hung up the first time. And he called back and kept saying, emergency donuts.
Well, you know, in case of an emergency, donuts usually, they do the trick.
Did they deliver? I know some cops have done that before. Did they deliver on it?
Yeah. Did they give him the donuts
that
he needed
so badly?
This is
what I don't like. They posted the audio on Facebook.
They arrested him.
No!
They came to the house, tased him, took him down, cuffed him in front of his family, sprayed him with pepper spray, and drug him off.
And,
that's the end of the story.
Family goes, well, it taught
that's
him a lesson.
Positive.
Yeah.
That's
he
your
won't
positive.
Do that again,
that's
will
your
he?
Positive for the day, guys. Who's got the minus?
Oh, my gosh.
No. No. Here's the part I don't like. They went to the house with donuts and gave the kid donuts.
You don't like that?
You're rewarding bad behavior.
No.
The kid called 911. An emergency line, talked about donuts, wasted their time for 20 minutes, and then they came by and rewarded him with donuts.
It was an emergency for him.
You know what, though? For a little kid's mind, you know what he's going to think next time he wants donuts? He can call 911.
That is for whatever he wants.
Positive reinforcement for negative behavior.
I don't like this at
all. I do hope they had a little conversation with him and told him that 911 is for emergencies.
Tased him right in the face.
That don't include sprinkles. So, hopefully.
They should have arrested him.
They should have taken him down. It's like a scared straight program, right? You arrest him, you take him down to jail, you throw him in there with a few perps.
No. No, you don't do that to a 5-year-old.
For 911 calls like that, don't you have to go to the house? So they probably just brought donuts.
Yeah, they have to go check it in.
I think it was like a couple days later.
Oh.
Wow.
No rush.
No, right?
Called on
the next day.
Showed up on a
Tuesday. Two police officers showed up at the house with Duncan. I mean, I'm not mad at that. Oh, that's chocolate on chocolate Dunkin'.
Yeah,
that's a good donut.
I might be calling 911 today and being like, yeah.
Donuts. You know what's even better than their donuts is their bacon that they have.
All right. Have you tried their bacon donuts?
Okay, we're moving on. What's
so
the minus?
Good. All right. Minus is this story out of Denver about a Michelin-recognized restaurant, rather. So it's a barbecue restaurant in Denver, and they had to shut down because the owner wasn't paying his employees and doing their taxes properly and then left the country for Mexico.
Oh, no.
Well, yes. I guess you might as well bounce.
There's actually quite a few different things that they're complaining about. They were receiving their paychecks through various like digital platforms. Like instead of getting an actual
Venmo.
Paycheck, he paid them through Venmo, wire transfers, Zelle, and Apple Pay. They haven't received their W-2 tax forms yet. And one of the employees is like, yeah, she's like, I'm a single mom and he's taken a third of my taxes or a third of my pay for taxes. And
jeez.
I haven't even got my W-2s yet. But
yeah,
they're
sent out January 31st.
And there are quite a few restaurants that he owns here. And all of the employees are saying kind of the same thing, that there is a discrepancy in their taxes and how much they paid to the government. So now they don't even have any proof. Like, so they worked for this restaurant all year and they don't have proof that they've paid taxes in all of 2024. So they can't do their taxes.
Dang.
And so it's just a huge thing.
This is
thing.
A cluster,
so
you know what?
You know what the restaurant did? Its employees. No, what they did is they shut down over the weekend. The employees came together and were like, we're going to bar up the restaurant, put a sign up without the owner's permission, and we're just going to shut this thing down. And that's exactly what they did. The owner is in Mexico right now, again.
He doesn't care. Like, is he going
to
be like, okay.
He's pretty upset about it, you know.
The owner?
And again, this
he's
is,
mad?
This is, oh, yeah. And this is all allegedly. He says one thing, they say another thing. But as of right now, this restaurant is closed. Because the employees are like, we're not working for you if you're not going to pay for
rightfully
our taxes.
So
it's just kind of a very sticky situation. Yeah, so we'll have to see exactly what comes out of it. But they're like, we're not working for you if you're not working for
total
us.
Total jerk store.
Yeah, total jerk store.
Seriously.
Make sure you keep us updated on this, Katie.
Definitely a minus.
I'm going to need an update immediately
on
this.
I'm going to give you one, too.
All right.
Like, they need some donuts
okay.
to talk
no,
about this.
Donuts. Ooh,
don't make me. Don't make
Do
me.
It. Do it.
There
hey.
We go. There we go. All right, guys. Here's the interesting. Timber over Tinder now?
What?
Oh, my goodness. A huge oak tree standing at nearly 182 feet tall is called the Bridegroom's Oak. This oak tree is in Germany, and it has been connecting lovers since 1892. Ooh.
What?
Ooh. It is 155 miles north of Berlin, Germany. And it is in the middle of a forest, but this tree has a massive knot. It's called a knot hole in the middle of the tree. And for some reason, lovers have been leaving letters, love letters, to each other at this tree for well over a century now. And they now it's been used so often that the mailmen, the poor post workers, have to actually use this tree and deliver mail to this tree 155 miles north
what?
Of Berlin.
How
so,
big's this hole?
Enough to hold letters.
That's
I mean, it's
said.
A pretty
what?
Oh, gosh.
It's a pretty big hole. Enough to enough to hold a bunch of letters, and they deliver once a month, and they deliver about 50 to 60 letters each month, and they actually have to climb up a ladder to get to the hole.
This is ridiculous.
But they act as cute.
What?
These people that have been pen pals for
what?
Decades. This is caused
you have a picture
marriages.
Of this?
Yes. This has caused,
it's caused marriages.
Yes, because well, it's been the,
like
it's
a
been
side
the
effect.
Main cause.
It's been the main
aww,
point.
Yes,
because
a hole in it.
It's been
shove your letters in the knot
main,
hole.
Look at this. They have to climb. The post workers have to climb a ladder.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
That's crazy.
It acts as Cupid. It's cute.
What in the world are you searching to find this stuff?
I don't know. I don't know how I got to this, but it's very interesting, isn't it?
That is something.
You reached the end of the internet over there, didn't you?
I've searched literally everything else on the internet, and then I got
shove it in my knot hole.
They have to climb 3 meters. Oh gosh, yeah. Now that you're saying it like that, donuts. But it's a very famous knot hole, Jeremy, and it's called the Bridegroom's Tree because people have been married at it because they were writing love letters to each other for years at this tree. So it's very historic in Germany.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I thought that was a cool story.
No, it's really cool. It's very,
it's interesting.
It's something.
It is.
It's one
it
of the stories
story of
all time.
Stories
it's
over
one
there.
Of the stories of all time.
Oh, Oh, man, I tried my best.
No, that's pretty good. Slim pickings today.
Solid.
It was.
Slim pickings.
We didn't get the storm we thought
we had
getting.
A lot of computer issues this morning we were trying to work through.
We did.
Josh didn't have a lot of time to sift through all the stories.
Well, I was helping
What
Katie.
Are you talking about?
I was
about?
Helping Katie.
I thought that was a very
you
nice
did?
PMI.
I very good.
You know what?
Donuts.
Exactly.
I'm not getting you. I'm done
I
with
thought
that.
It
I'm
was
done.
Phenomenal.
Really good.
Good job, guys.